Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a cornhole stupid world record, some sports history, and a nudist cruise. It's on the way right after this.
Help some species come back and grow stronger. I'm glad one creature's endangered no longer. I wanna fry up an eagle just to see.
Fry up an eagle.
Use the colonel's recipe. It's still illegal. It shouldn't be. I need to know what one tastes like. I want to fry up an eagle. My curiosity. First killed the cat who wasn't that tasty. Frankly, I want to fry up an eagle. They're dolphin free. Let fry and the eagle said it subliminally. Did it, did it, did it. They're bald. And yummy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is just a piece of work.
Thank you.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, what have you got over there?
Well, I've got this.
Stupid world record.
Oh, boy. And here's where we are, kids. This isn't a world record. It's an attempt at a world record.
Oh, okay. All right.
The game that has caused countless backyard fistfights. That's right, cornhole. They're attempting to set the record for the longest cornhole game ever.
Oh.
The longest cornhole, I believe that was set in Alcatraz prison in 1962.
Seriously?
Spike Johnson.
That's right, Spike Stamina Johnson, they called him. And
he took on Ricky Loose Ass Stephens.
Yeah, right. The Windsock, he was known as.
Poor Loose Ass. They just wanted to call it. His nickname was Loose Ass.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't at first.
Oh, I read it wrong. Louie. Sorry.
Louis Sass.
According to News Channel Nebraska, somebody make some news, please. The game at the Lord Central Catholic Gymnasium began at 8 a.m. on July 22nd and was intended to go beyond noon the following day.
Oh, so it's a Catholic game. Of course it's long.
The time to...
Hey.
Like the mass?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, their weddings, boy, they're brief, aren't they?
You kidding me?
The ceremony sometimes lasts longer than the marriage. Those are long ceremonies.
What stand up it was. His joke was, "You ever been to a Catholic wedding? I got to wrap this up. I got to get back to mine." And see, it's because it's so long.
Mm-hmm.
Central Catholic Gymnasium started at 8 a.m. July 22nd. Time to beat 26 hours 13 minutes. The group posted on to Facebook that they had played past the official world record and were going to go as long as they could. It's not. The last line in this story.
You look infuriated.
It is not yet clear how long they played for.
For God's sake, man. It's pretty easy to find out.
Way to go, Severide.
I'm sorry. You may recall when I got here this morning, we had no communication with the outside world.
Well, I...
Perhaps if you'd gotten here earlier, you could have done your homework.
I woke up this morning and realized I hadn't spoken for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
Wait a minute, what'd you do? What did you say?
I woke up this morning.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
And then I realized I had spent the last 2 days quiet and inside.
You didn't speak to anyone for 2 days.
This is what happens when you don't have a dog.
No,
that's
it's
what
great.
I said.
If you had a dog, you'd be walking up and doing the usual dog stuff.
Did it bother you, or are you happy with it?
I think it threw me. That's why. Did you notice in the green room this morning, you were the first person I saw?
Yeah, and I thought, did I piss him off?
No.
Hi.
You said, hi. Yeah. Oh, geez, I haven't used my voice in 2 days.
Oh, I thought I'd made some mistake again. And
you don't do, like, self-congratulatory things? And...
What do you
talk
like,
to yourself?
Well done. You really microwaved that meal. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
You didn't sing along to anything?
I didn't. No. Wow. So it was just one of those weird...
Quiet weekends.
Yeah. Didn't speak, talk on the phone.
Wow.
Nothing.
So, I'm sorry. Where
I'm glad you're talking now.
Thank you.
Talking about cornhole. By the way, cornhole, by the way, the easiest way to get through a corn maze.
Oh, yeah, through the cornhole. Oh, get right.
Cut a hole right there and just get right out. So we don't know if they've broken the record.
As of 2 days ago, they're still going. This is from UPI.
Are you serious?
Oh, they're still in business.
So it's one guy.
It has to be more than one guy.
It has to be at least two guys.
But I mean, it's more than one set of people.
It looks like it's a standard game with two guys at each end. Organizers of a world record attempt for the longest game cornhole in Nebraska announced that they met their goal last Friday and they are still going.
Okay.
Andy Fedoris.
The finest hat collection you've ever seen.
Look at those hats.
Andy the Hat Fedoris.
The time to beat, 26 hours, 13 minutes.
So they've beaten that then.
Support team, yes, they have beaten that.
But it's unofficial.
They're already discussing attempting to break another world record next year by attempting to hold the world's largest cornhole tournament.
Oh, all right.
The number of teams is 167. Well, that seems incredible.
That sure is a fun game. I enjoy it.
A lot of fist fights.
A lot of drinking. Those guys must be really hungover.
A lot of overhand corn bag, the cornhole bag throwing. And that's sports.
Oh, no. You can't throw me off like that. I had no idea that was sports.
He was just telling you.
You know, we always end with a world record.
Wherever you go.
We do.
Whatever you do.
Oh, usually sports and history will end with.
Usually it's world record and something about.
Michigan Ride. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a history in sports.
Yeah, today.
We didn't.
David Rutt. My God, you're right. Hang on a second.
Well, no, we don't have to watch you read it for the first time.
What are you talking about? Time now for Today in Sports. Let's see.
What all happened, pal?
On this day in 1933, Joe DiMaggio ended his 61-game hitting streak in the Pacific Coast League. Did you know that, Tom?
Did not.
56-game hitting streak in the majors.
In the pickle.
61-game hitting streak in the pickle, Pacific Coast League. In 1939, on this day, Yankee catcher Bill Dickey hits three consecutive home runs and then went on to invent...
The Dickey?
The fashion accessory that no men's wardrobe is complete without. The fabulous Dickey.
Do people even know what a Dickey is anymore?
Well, they better.
Yeah.
Possibly from Christmas vacation.
Thank you. Yeah.
Can we have Dickey Day?
We could have these guys come in and have celebrate Dickey Day.
That's right. Well, every day of the summer is Dickey's work shirt day.
Oh, yeah.
For me.
Dickey Day.
He wears Dickey's.
Dickey short sleeve. Oh, yeah.
Anything else on this date of interest?
Yeah.
And on this day in 1948, the Babe Ruth story premiered.
Oh, God.
Starring?
William Bendix. Oh. It's one of the worst. It's one of the worst sports movies ever made.
Why didn't they get Babe Ruth to play Babe Ruth?
Babe Ruth was at the premiere in 1948. He was there, but it was the Babe's last public appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Failing health.
He was not looking good
before he died.
But coughed all the way through.
Yeah. Did he have SIF? Is that what took him out?
No. There's a famous season where he missed the number of games, and they do think that may have been venereal disease related. No, he had very serious
syphilis
issues.
If untreated, it caused blindness.
All through history, it's been worse.
The movie is so bad, it's great. They show the Babe drinking, and it's always milk. And then William Bendix looks about 70, and he's playing the Babe as a teenager. It is just some bad, bad filmmaking.
It's they took some liberties with the story. On this day in 1970, Cincinnati Reds legendary catcher, my boy Johnny Bench, hit three consecutive home runs off Phillies pitcher Steve Carlton.
All right.
Amazing.
Let's leave him in there for one more.
that was when they would.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Let's see. On this day, 1984, Expos Pete Rose tied Ty Cobb with his 3,502nd single.
I didn't know that? Pete Rose went to the Expos. I don't pay more attention.
Oh, yeah. Him and...
Can't go there now.
Gary Carter. And
why?
There are no more Expos.
Oh. So show much I know about baseball.
But still a better name than the Guardians.
That is a better name.
What was it, Expo 67? Is that what Montreal was?
Like yeah, that's right. And in 1992, Nolan Ryan struck out his 100th batter for the 23rd consecutive season.
Yeah, amazing. Oh,
very good.
And that's sports.
That's sports. Okay, thank you very much. Now
wherever you go, whatever you do.
Good stuff today.
Always be...
Nice work.
Thank you. Always be a good sport.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Here, this is something that might interest you, Chick. A Georgia man.
Yeah.
A Georgia man has been named the winner of the Ernest Hemingway look-alike contest in Key West.
Has he?
63-year-old Zach Taylor beat out 136 other entrants at Sloppy Joe's Bar, the saloon where the legendary author frequently drank. Competing in the contest is a family affair for Taylor.
Ironically, he lost. He came in fourth in the Zachary Taylor look-alike.
Did he? Wasn't he a president?
Yes.
Okay. I've always liked the
hence. The joke that I stammered through.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was the joke?
His late father-in-law.
Just read whatever you were reading.
No, I'm trying to find a picture of this guy.
Carly Coley was the winner in 2000. As well as resembling Hemingway, Taylor said he shares the Nobel Prize-winning author's passion for fishing, hunting, and the life of an outdoorsman.
How about that?
Yeah.
He also has one of those weird hats that Hemingway owns with the giant bill. It looks like a
do you have
joke.
A picture of him?
They couldn't have taken a worse. It's a picture of him from the top, and it's all forehead.
What?
Look at this picture. You can. It's terrible.
Hmm.
There's got to be another one.
Chick would have that chosen guy. A worse picture.
Oh, yeah. Chick is, I think, will win it
dead
one
on.
Year.
Okay.
Next year's my year. 22.
We've heard it all before.
Okay, that wasn't even him. That was somebody else. Okay, yeah, these guys all have that bearded look. Very much. Very good.
Why don't they have, like, themed, Hemingway-themed meals at Sloppy Joe's? I've got the menu here, and it's all, like, sweet potato fries, mac and cheese bun. I mean, it's just like...
Oh, no, I had the eggs. The Sunny Side Also Rises. Very good. Boy, I am a stuttering prick.
I told you to take it out.
The Sunny Side Also Rises.
The New Yorker, the slop. What is that? Why don't they've got to have a sloppy seconds, right?
Why?
Yeah, this is a very bad choice. Here's all of them. This guy is one of the least...
A bad choice?
Look at this guy. He doesn't look anything like Hemingway, and all these other guys look just like him. It's a very poor choice.
Hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Here's some specialty drinks. Here you go, Pat.
Oh, the Old Man in the Sea Breeze? That's a good one.
Papa's Painkiller.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
The Shark Attack, the Category 3 Hurricane.
Huh.
7-day vacation. You drink this and you're out. 7 days.
You're out a week.
Wow.
I rarely agree with you, Tom, but I'm going to have to agree with you.
Yeah, this guy, I can't believe they made him the winner.
Yeah,
sure. The rest of the guys look a lot more like the classic Hemingway than this guy. He's got doesn't have enough hair on top.
They have a sloppy Rita.
Forehead's all greasy.
And it's probably hot there.
The forehead's all greasy. It's
all greasy. I like the Halloween version of the Hemingway contest.
What's that one?
A post shotgun to the face.
That's lovely.
Let's be realistic here.
Didn't I have
that host?
Greasy. Okay.
All right.
Face is all greasy.
He's all sweaty.
What else you got over there, Christy?
What else do we have? A medical case study was revealed that a right-handed man's... Does it matter that he's right or left-handed?
I thought the same thing. This is a weird story anyway, but they have to emphasize the fact that he's a righty.
Yeah. His masturbation apparently led to a stroke.
Yikes.
Report by doctors at a graduate school of medicine in Japan in a city I'm not even going to try to pronounce detailed the case of a patient who was in the habit of pleasuring himself several times a day and specified he was right-handed. He went to the hospital after orgasming and experiencing a sudden severe headache that was followed by intense vomiting.
After the orgasm.
Of course.
He went to the hospital.
A CT scan showed a life-threatening type of stroke caused by bleeding into the space surrounding the brain. Wow. Researchers noted that masturbation causes an increase in heart rate, blood pressure, and non-adrenaline plasma levels, which could contribute to an increased risk of splitting a blood vessel in the brain that would result in a hemorrhagic stroke.
Yikes.
The patient was treated and did make a full recovery. That's the good news. If you'd like to read more and you're scared to death now, guys, check out Journal of Stroke and...
Got quiet in here.
Journal of Stroke?
Journal of Stroke and Cerebrovascular Diseases.
Oh, I'm supposed to get my house today. Yeah, I forgot that.
They'll be passing this out at every boys' school. And forget the saltpeter.
Remember,
guys, forget about going blind.
Guys, you're not going to go blind. Yeah. You're going to come and go at the same time.
Yikes.
Remember, gentlemen, leave yourself alone, will you, please?
I demand to know.
Once a night?
The last time. You. Oh, honestly. Gosh. Give us a real date.
Okay, excuse me. No, we're not doing this. This is
April 9th.
April 9th?
April 9th. All right.
5 a.m. 4/9/2020.
This is disturbing. Does this mean this could happen to anyone, or is it just... Could this have happened during traditional intercourse?
I would
guess. Yes.
Other
yes.
activity?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, I think it was traditional.
No, intercourse is intercourse. You don't mix stuff in with it.
You take care of yourself.
This incident of having a stroke after sexual activity, in this case, it seems to indicate that it was just from this man self-pleasuring.
Can I just do it till I get a headache? I'm going to do you till my brain bleeds.
I'm sorry, Christy. You mentioned a nudist in the news.
A UK couple had their anniversary dinner interrupted by a boat full of nudists.
I love that band.
Devin Live, who sounds also like a band, reports John Wood of Seawood Yachts was dining with his wife at the River X Cafe.
John Wood.
When a cruise ship operated by the nudist Torbay Sun Club passed by.
Well, if he's a nudist, I bet his wife would too.
None of these people were nudists.
Oh, sorry.
Wood said the reaction of the other restaurant patrons was mostly of amusement and concern for their health as the wind was getting up.
What?
That was a quote. Luckily, that was the only thing. The annual Exmouth Nude Cruise allows local nudists to party on board a hired pleasure boat while also taking in the views of the estuary.
Sure.
Yeah, here's a picture of it.
I saw the picture of it. You can't really see anything.
We're having fun, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's lucky with the previous story we had, lucky that guy wasn't on board. Remember the guy who masturbated himself, had a stroke?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he was on board, then by definition, it would have been a tugboat.
I bet you make that noise, don't you?
Oh, it's a feverish act.
Excuse me. You know, there are things I can't unhear. Therefore, let us not pursue this.
Yeah. 3S.
He cheers himself on. I think it's nice.
Do you have any phrases like, get it, daddy, get it.
Oh.
Woo!
Take it to the finish line.
Yeah, there's a have you seen the picture of this, Krista?
I have, yes.
Yeah, there's a picture of this boat going by and all the people. You know, when boats go by, people stand there at the...
Sure.
Yeah. They're all standing at the rail waving.
Well, you said they weren't nude.
No, they were.
They
nude.
Are.
The couple who was enjoying their anniversary dinner.
This couple's eating at a whatever riverside restaurant, and this big boat goes by.
Uh-huh.
And it's full of a bunch of nudies. Religion lives on...
Oh.
Of a ship full of nudies.
Ooh, that was not
they
near
took
as well.
To the sea with no pants on.
The erection of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
Now, that's funny.
No.
Again, it's a tugboat.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.